According to Tencent's statement a month ago, the company has to pay transition fees but has never charged users. The decision to charge now is because the user amount is getting bigger and the company needs to soften these rocketing costs. They've also stated that the 1,000 yuan quota was set with consideration that most WeChat wallets hold less than that amount. Tencent's decision has received different reactions from users. While some criticisms exist, most residents say small fee does not bother them much. I won't mind if they charge me. After all, companies do need to improve their profits.
I don't think the middle class will care about a 0.1% fee.
Tencent's new policy takes effect a week after China's five major state-owned banks canceled service fees for mobile transactions of less than 5,000 yuan. The banks will also stop charging fees on domestic yuan transfers through cell phones. Professor Cheng Zhongwen from the China-Europe International Business School says he believes only a small fraction of current users will change their payment habits due to the new fees. The move itself has puzzled him.
The reason for them to do this, we all know that Alipay is also subsidizing its users, right? It's a bigger rival. And now you have Apple Pay and Samsung Pay come in, so intensify the competition. Alipay, they also have a deep pocket, and with their the intention try to make it a dominant payment system, I don't think they'll be foolish enough to try to follow the Tencent's practice at all.
According to Chang, consumers are not likely to be loyal to one single platform and rather make payment choices depending on promotions and convenience. However, some other commentators say the fee is actually a Trojan horse. The Tencent wallet, just like Alipay, also allows the user to book tickets for movies, trains and flights, order food deliveries, pay utility bills and credit cards, buy financial products, donate to charity and transfer money directly to other users. That's why analysts are saying the company is only creating some barriers for users withdrawing their money so that they'll more likely try other functions that the WeChat wallet provides, leaving Tencent with more funds to invest in its financial and wealth management schemes. If people do find paying fees to withdraw money troubling, it is possible that they will develop the habit of using the WeChat wallet as one of their payment tools. Last year, China's mobile banking market passed 9 trillion yuan, of which Tencent's apps made up nearly 18%. The volume of mobile banking transactions in China is expected to exceed 28 trillion yuan in 2016. For CRI, I'm Liu Honglin.